Hello, everyone. My name is Harry Dunnick, bringing you the first episode of Stubs and Tubs. This is a podcast idea where I had originally wanted to do movie reviews, but decided instead that I would look into the depths of a movie to try to understand the hidden messages and see what I feel a movie is trying to portray to its audience. For the first ever episode, I decided to choose a movie that I've always been fond of. Monsters, Inc. is a movie about disassociating yourself with society's perspectives and expectations of individuals that have obtained extensive success in order for those with forced expectations put upon them to find happiness and fulfillment in what they want. Within the first scene of the movie, the main character, Sully, is referenced under the limelight. He's used as an example by Mr. Waternoose, who is teaching new scarers how to properly scare a child. As the scarers fail, Waternoose states, "That's why I need you at your best. I need scarers who are confident, tenacious, tough, intimidating. I need scarers like James P. Sullivan." Within the first moments of the movie, Sully is put upon a pedestal in which others are expected to live up to. Immediately, we cut to our first view of Sully, who is sleeping in. Now, at first glance in this scene, it may have seemed as if Sully has slept past his wake-up call, but it's the contrary. Sully was forced awake by another character, Mike. This scene is our next example of the expectations Sully is set to live up to. Mike stands by the side of Sully's bed as he sleeps and says, "It looks like it's going to be a perfect day to lie in bed. Maybe sleep in or simply work out that flab that's hanging over the bed." Mike then proceeds to wake up by blowing an air horn in his face and commanding him to work out. Sully replies by saying, "I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call, Mikey." Into which Mike replies, "Less talk, more pain, marshmallow boy." This scene confirms that Sully's success and quote-unquote peak performance is from a societal perspective and not just the perspective of one character, because it's being demonstrated by two. This scene starts the evidence of Sully's inability to express and chase the desires he wants. As we see, the moment Sully attempts to push his thoughts onto Mike, Mike shuts them down and proceeds to work on him even harder. We can concur that Sully's self-image has been deeply affected prior to this point, as instead of doing what he had initially wanted, that being sleeping in, he continues to listen to Mike and allows himself to be pushed to the standards of others. The following scene, we see Sully and Mike head out for work, in which we see that Sully has not completely lost himself to societal pressures. Mike wants to drive his car, but Sully forces him to walk. This is a contradictory moment to the moment just witnessed. This is due to Sully being capable of resisting certain pressures given by society. We see there is light in him of choosing the things that he is not directly expected to do versus the things he is directly expected to do, such as choosing not to give up Boo, a character we see later in the movie, which directly affects a direct pressure on him as he is expected to be a perfect scarer, and that a perfect scarer would not be someone who refuses to return the child, which could destroy the company in which he is the quote peak employee there is. Skipping forward in the movie, we meet Randall, a villain of the movie who envies the societal and literal success of Sully. He is an example of an outsider being affected by the forces of societal pressure and on one individual affecting a bystander. Because of the pedestal that Sully has been placed upon by society, Randall feels as if his actions are meaningless and undermined. This causes him to be a negative force within the story. Randall is drowned by these emotions, pushing away Sully's friendly gestures. Again, skipping a few scenes, Sully finds himself in a peculiar situation, all alone with one door to a child's room. Out of curiosity, he enters the door. Now, this is a moment where he is all alone, where the true Sully is seen. His entire existence given by society is entering a room and scaring a child, but instead of going in and scaring the child, he just lets out a soft hello and asks, "Is anyone still in here?" This is the definite core of Sully's character. He doesn't want his whole life to be wrapped around scaring, as pointed out by Mike previously in the locker room scene. He simply wanted to go in and check if anyone was around and leave. Any other scarers would have attempted to scare the child to earn extra points, but Sully hadn't. But that isn't the biggest take from this scene. Boo's door represents Sully going forward to being his own acting individual. It acts as a passageway to this future, and Sully steps into that passageway. Yet he cannot change that just because of that. Even though the saying goes, "open the door," when referring to your future, Sully stepped out of the door, representing his unknowing of the better life ahead. This is where the catalyst comes in. Boo. Boo represents change immediately. Sully is terrified of change, attempting to run away from it and trying to send it back so his life can go back to the way it was. As the movie progresses, Sully begins to accept change and find his own way of loving it. That being naming the child Boo. There is a scene that shows his newcomer affection towards this change very well. This scene is where Sully believes Boo has been sent through a trash compactor. Sully has been attempting to hide Boo this whole time, representing him wanting change, but not wanting society to see it. In his attempts to hide change, he kills it, crushing his soul. He becomes devastated over it. Now, obviously, Boo is alive, but that subconscious trauma has afflicted Sully deeply. He now understands that even if the power of change is within his hands, not only will others attempt to halt it, Sully himself can stop the change. Later in the movie, Sully learns of Waternoose's plan. Sully is expected to follow the plan, but Change, Boo, has shown him a different side. He doesn't have to follow what's expected of him. So instead of handing Boo over, Sully takes Boo back to her door. But what does this mean for Sully? Sully did the unexpected and fought against expectations. By taking Boo back to her room against society's expectations, Sully has taken control of his future and is now free to do as he pleases. The journey of Sully is simple, but yet inspiring.